I had a delivery from the Schwann's man just now.
Oh, was it ice cream sandwiches?
It was ice cream sandwiches. How the hell did you know that?
Because how could you get a Schwann man delivery and not get ice cream sandwiches? That's the thing to get.
Very, very impressed with that, Tim. I am
sometimes
very impressed.
If I don't, I haven't, maybe one day I should do this. Maybe this is something I need in my life, is to have somebody in a truck deliver frozen things to my house.
Oh, it's the best. I love having stuff delivered to me, because not only do they deliver it to you, like, because you sat there and painstakingly went through all of the stuff, and there's no doubt that there was something you forgot. And I love the fact the guy has the stuff on the truck.
Yeah.
And he'll ask me. He'll be like, do you need anything else? And I'm like, you got any pepperoni pizzas? He's like, sure. Did you want pepperoni, or did you want pepperoni and sausage? I'm like, hook up the double meat, my man. And next thing you know, I have completely set my week up thanks to him. Also, getting food delivered to you, how great is that?
The funny thing is that getting food delivered to you feels like this new thing, right? Like, it's part of our new gig economy.
Yeah.
You got Uber Eats, and you got Postmates, and you got Amazon.
We're fancy millennials with our cell phones and our apps and whatnot.
Yeah, and we're just going to sit back and have food delivered to us and whatever. And have you ever gone to a restaurant and had a guy pop in, like a Chipotle or something like that, and be like, hey man, order for Postmates. And they'll be like, okay, here you go, Mr. Postmates. And he'll just take it. Schwann has been doing this for how long? For a million years?
Centuries.
Since 1954? I don't know.
You're just making that up, but that sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I can imagine that truck coming to people's houses in the 50s, and that's how you got your ice cream sandwiches back then.
Oh, man. I'm still impressed by that. I'm very impressed by that.
And I one time recently bumped into a Schwann man. Sometimes I'll drive all the way out to Queen Creek, Arizona, to get bacon at this place called The Pork Shop. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before.
You have, yes.
Yeah, it's worth the drive no matter what part of Arizona you live in. Best bacon. But one time I was there, and there was also a Schwann man there buying meat. I think he was both buying meat and also selling Schwann's items to the people who worked at The Pork Shop simultaneously.
Oh, that's
which was pretty funny.
Yeah. We were just kind of all of it.
My friend and I were just like, hey, man, you got any ice cream sandwiches? And he's like, yeah, how many do you need? I'll just sell them to you right off the truck. It's awesome.
Oh, it's so great. It's so great. I love food. I love having food delivered to me. But especially like right now, because I am in high anxiety mode. I don't even have time to do this podcast, Tim.
Yeah, you know what? I don't either, man. We are on the go, and I think you're going further and faster than I am.
Oh man, I am. I have a New Orleans trip. I will be in New Orleans. I will be drunk by this time tomorrow night. I will be at Wale Mania, and Lord knows what's going to happen from 24 hours from right now.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so cool. Will you get me a Matt Mania pin? I'm putting you on the spot. Can you get me a Matt Mania pin?
I know a guy, and I might just be able to get you a Matt Mania pin.
Ooh.
It's a pretty dope pin.
Oh, I saw those in there. So sick.
Oh, yeah. No, big fan of those guys. We're actually doing a crossover episode on thesteelcage.com with the Matt Mania guys. We're doing that tonight. So after I'm done with this podcast, that's where I will be going. But you know what? We don't have a lot of time, so why mess around? Let's just go ahead and let's welcome. Do you want to welcome? Do you want to welcome him?
I wouldn't know where to start.
Right. So let's just welcome our viewers into this week's episode of Derek and Tim Eat Snacks.
Derek and Tim eat snacks on the internet.
Episode 26. We're just rolling along now.
26. If our episodes were lettered instead of numbers, we'd be out now. This would be it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to figure out a new system.
That's a weird way to look at it, but all right.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Well, you know, it's because you don't have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time.
I don't have a lot of time, and I'm hungry. And usually we record this podcast at night after we've had dinner. We don't really need a snack. It's a time when you
see. Look what's happening. Someone's coming to your door right now.
Someone's coming to my door right now. Should I answer it?
No.
I don't. I'm sure it's neighborhood kids. I'm 100% sure it's neighborhood kids, and they're not going to come play right now because my kids aren't here right now.
Yeah. No. Just ignore them. Just ignore. Okay. You don't have a Schwann's delivery coming, do you?
No. If I had a Schwann's delivery, it'd be a whole different story. I'd answer for the Schwann's, man, in a heartbeat.
I'd run
Then all of a sudden, we'd pivot from the snack that we were going to have to Schwann's ice cream sandwiches.
Absolutely. We would. I'm not going to say we'd throw it in the trash, because this week's snack is part of our 13-week ongoing series, Dates with Craig. And those 13 weeks aren't necessarily consecutive, as you may tell. But our good friend Craig, fan of the podcast, super fan of the podcast, I'd say, super friend of the podcast.
Yes, super friend. I've in the past called him a one-man Patreon.
Oh, he's the best. He helped us start our monthly snack box service that we are going to call Snacks with Craig.
Yeah.
We're not paying anything, but we're going to totally steal the idea.
The box will have all of the snacks that we're going to eat for the month, and it will also have a t-shirt and a Funko Pop, because those are required by law to be put in the box.
Any box subscription service needs a Funko Pop, usually limited edition, and some sort of t-shirt that's ill-fitting and most likely won't last you very long.
No, but it'll be an exclusive Funko Pop, and you'll really appreciate it. Yeah. It'll be adorable on the shelf next to all the other Funko Pops that you're trying to stop collecting but can't.
Oh, I cannot stop.
They have. I was just looking. There's a comic book called Saga that I'm very much in love with right now. They just released their 50th issue, and they have a whole set of Funko Pops now, and I absolutely need to get one of Prince Robot IV.
I don't know what any of that means.
He's dressed like a...
I don't care.
He has a TV for a face.
I don't care.
He has a TV for a face and an anatomically correct dick.
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah.
He's not showing it, but you know it's there. There's probably a hard to find Chase variant of the Pop that was exclusive to something like the Emerald City Comic Con that has his dick out. Probably. It's that kind of a comic.
Yeah.
I'm really selling it.
All right. Well, I mean, now I'm kind of Jared interested. We're going to have to talk off air about it, but,
sure.
We don't have time to talk about it now.
No, we don't have time. And we don't have time, and we're hungry. And Craig is really coming through for us this week, because we have a kind of a snack that just seems tailor-made for the situation that we're in.
It's the perfect situation, because you're running off somewhere. I'm running off somewhere. We're probably not even going to eat dinner. Nobody's going to care about us. Nobody cares. Nobody.
No.
When you're an adult male, nobody cares that you eat. At all.
Especially if you're even a little bit heavy, it's like, oh, you're hungry?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, of course you're hungry.
When's
the last time you weren't hungry?
Yeah. You're not gonna die of hunger, big guy. Yeah. All right? Yeah. No, we get that a lot. So this week's snack that's very, very near and dear to my heart, because I quite enjoy it almost on a daily basis.
Really?
Not this particular one, but something similar. So it is... Who is this even by? It's the portable protein pack.
I saw this in the box, and I was like, "Oh, this can't be in the box. This is a perishable food item." And he sent this priority mail. Mm-hmm. Because I've only seen these in the Lunchables area in the cold case at the grocery store.
Correct. These are usually an offshoot of Lunchables of some kind, right?
They're made by I just had to look into this, because they're made by Oscar Mayer, except for this particular one, which is Planters branded.
And it's got Kraft on the back.
Yeah, it's got Kraft on the back. And for a second I was like, oh shit, Kraft Foods, is that Mondelez?
Oh, I bet it is.
And here's what I've learned.
What?
It's not Mondelez.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Good. All right, we're on a Mondelez-free episode. We don't need to bring them up or attract any kind of attention to it.
This is a whole separate thing where this division of Kraft Foods spun off from what became the other company that shall not be named.
Yes.
And eventually merged with Heinz as part of this whole private equity thing that I'm sure is very boring.
Oh, I'm bored right now. I was as bored as I was hearing you talk about that Pop earlier.
You know what's a little more exciting? Hey, that – come on. Robot dicks.
That took a weird turn there at the end.
what is exciting to me is that their website is proteinproteinprotein.com.
Oh, that's solid.
Yeah, that's really good.
Solid. And like you said, this one I expected it to be perishable because of the fact that That's, I eat these all the time. Now, not typically these. The ones I usually eat are by Sargento. And I'm not a big breakfast person. I don't know how to explain it, but my stomach is a finicky bitch. My stomach is a grumpy teenager that doesn't get up until like 11:30, sometimes 12, sometimes 1, but then stays up until fucking 2 o'clock in the morning playing video games. That's my stomach. So I have a hard time with breakfast a lot, but considering that I get up at 5:30 in the morning, I need something, you know, but I'm not actually hungry until like noon. So I've started eating these type snacks, the ones that come with like turkey and nuts and raisins, or in some cases it doesn't even have turkey in it, it's just nuts and raisins and cheese. Anyway, it's really, I mean, I've really started to enjoy it. I've been started to enjoy the simple, like I almost feel like I'm some sort of forager eating the way that I should be eating. Instead of eating pancakes made out of unnatural batter that I absolutely love with just sugary syrup all over the top.
Those are good. Do you get the Kodiak cakes?
Oh, yes, of course I get the Kodiak cakes.
They're high in protein. You got to feel good about eating them because there's protein in them.
Right. I try my best to do that kind of stuff. I feel very good about
feeding them to my kids because I feel like my kids don't eat any protein. I don't understand how they grow.
No, it's weird. Yeah, no, it's really hard. Like if chicken nuggets, that's the main source of my daughter's protein, is chicken nuggets and pepperoni on pizza. That's probably the extent of it, but...
My kids get the cheese in a quesadilla, and I don't think macaroni and cheese even counts. I don't think there is protein in the noodles somehow. Noodles have protein,
sure,
but not like this, not like even a protein pancake, and certainly not like Chipotle peanuts, original beef jerky, and sunflower kernels.
Chipotle peanuts, original beef jerky, and sunflower kernels. So there is nothing perishable in this pack. You don't even need to put this thing in the refrigerator. You can just stick this in a suitcase or a duffel bag, and it could live there for weeks. And you could still eat it and enjoy it. So I like that. That gets instant points.
Yeah. And this, I also like, I'm looking at the other available flavors of the non-perishable version of this. They have honey roasted peanuts with sweet and spicy teriyaki beef jerky and sunflower kernels. Or honey roasted peanuts with maple glazed ham jerky and sunflower kernels. I'm very excited about the Chipotle peanuts, and I'm really glad that Craig chose this flavor to send us.
Yes, I love this. I love all of these flavors. It's very unique. And I think, honestly, for a lot of people that have a hard time with healthy stuff, this is the exact kind of healthy snack. When you listen to this podcast, yeah, sure, it's going to be, you know, sugary cakes and tons of different Oreos and ice cream snacks and all sorts of stuff that's totally bad for you. But then we're going to come with this. And we're going to help you out.
The only thing bad about this one is if you're watching your sodium, that's maybe a little steep. I personally haven't had blood pressure problems yet. Maybe they're coming one day. I don't know.
They're probably coming.
They're probably. I don't know. But they're not... not bad.
Yeah. But I strongly suggest these type of things because you would be surprised how moving away from certain types of snacks that you're used to eating can be beneficial to your health. Like you said, yeah, this particular one. But like snacks like this, I think, are a big step in the right direction for people when you have a hard time snacking healthy, you know? Because it is. It's hard sometimes when you think of snacking and to come up with something that isn't absolutely the worst thing you could put in your body during the day, which usually happens, you know.
Yeah, and then they got these refrigerated ones that are just meat, cheese, and nuts.
Oh, those are the best. I like those.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want that?
Yeah, but this particular one, like you said, it's got the Chipotle peanuts, which sounds great. We got original beef jerky, and we got sunflower kernels. So again, Tim and I, we don't have time. We don't have time to dick around. This is going to be, we got shit to do. We're doing this.
We're on the move.
It is time for the portable protein pack. No time for a summer friend. No time for the love you send. Seasons change and so did I. You need not wonder why. You need not wonder why. There's no time left for you. All right,
course, the scent here is pure beef jerky. Beef jerky is going to, we're not going to know anything else when jerky's in town.
Powering everything. Now, what I like to do in these cases is take a little bit of everything in one little, like, almost, you know, like trail mix type mix going on thing.
I like your style. I'm going to do that too for my first bite.
Yep.
I got it loaded up. It's not a huge handful. It's just a couple of sunflower kernels, a couple of peanuts, and one big square of jerky.
Yep.
That's what I'm popping.
Yeah, that's a good combo. All that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. I got a confession to make.
Let's hear it.
Our friends at Jack Link's sent us some beef jerky.
Yeah.
They sent us these beautiful Sasquatch lunch boxes that have beef jerky.
Yeah.
And some bacon jerky. I was saving the bacon jerky, but one day I was right out the door another day when I didn't have time to grab lunch on my way to whatever it was I had to do. Grabbed the bag of teriyaki beef jerky that they sent us. The Jack Link's teriyaki beef jerky is so good, and I just keep buying it now. And it sort of set the bar for what I expect for beef jerky.
It's ruined all the jerky for you.
It's making other jerkies, it's giving them a lot of competition.
Mm.
I wouldn't say ruined. I'm not gonna complain about beef jerky.
No.
Like somebody made some effort to take a piece of meat and dry it out to the point that it will last forever and can eventually make its way to me. I appreciate that.
It's awfully nice of them.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying all the components separately. Obviously, sunflower kernels. You know what you're getting there. There's no surprise there.
With the sunflower kernels, I almost feel like when you get to the end of the snack, you're going to have some of those left, and you're going to have to try to awkwardly pour them into your mouth.
Yep.
Out of this sort of... How do you describe the shape of this? It's like a square bone shape almost.
Yeah, it's a square bone shape. That's exactly how I would describe
it. It's kind of like a robot dick shape.
It is. And that makes the way I'm holding it very awkward. Very awkward now that you said that, because it's like I'm cupping the robot balls. You know? And like the direction that I'm coming around is like under the taint, and that's not good. But it's the comfortable way to hold this. I really like holding it this way, and I'm not gonna stop despite the imagery that you put in my head.
Are you holding it by the sunflower end?
No, I'm holding it by the nuts. I'm holding it by the nuts.
Because I'm holding it by the sunflower end, but even so, as you were describing that particular method of cupping, I'm like, that's pretty much what I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's comfortable. It feels right. It just feels right, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So all that talk about Jack Link's, The jerky is the weak link here.
It really is.
Of all these things. And it goes a long way that the jerky is what needs the help. And also it's the thing you get the least amount of. So I think it's my advice here is to kind of pair up the jerky every time with a chipotle nut or sunflower seeds or both.
Yeah. The chipotle nut's pretty much gonna give everything some spice and flavor to it. I recommend pairing that with everything.
Yeah, it's not a ton of chipotle heat, but it's the flavor's there.
Yeah.
That's definitely the workhorse of this pack is the chipotle nuts.
Yeah.
And flavor-wise. Right, and you would expect that from Planters.
Of course. None of these are new things. They're just put in this box. But I like that.
Didn't the most recent John Oliver ask us to Google Mr. Peanut sex abuse scandal?
Oh yeah.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
No, he said it's just for fun.
Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna find anything. But you're gonna find stuff about the John Oliver episode now.
You're probably right. It becomes this sort of recursive loop, this Ouroboros of the internet, the robot that eats its own dick. Just a circle.
Yeah, I don't normally complain about the content of our podcasts, Tim, but
Yeah, I've gone too far.
There's been a lot of robot dick talk in this episode.
All right. It's not even what the comic is about.
I know, but still.
The robot's an interesting character.
Here's the problem, though. I'm going to go sit in a plane tomorrow, you know? And you don't get any more, like, inside of a robot dick feeling than when you're riding in a giant aluminum cylinder filled with people that would predictably be the semen inside of the robot dick.
That's true.
I don't want to picture myself as semen for 2.5 hours on the way to New Orleans.
When you start thinking about the anatomy of anatomically correct robots, all of a sudden everything becomes a robot.
Everything. Yeah.
I got this microphone in front of me.
Microphone all in my face. Yeah.
I got to stop thinking about that.
Moving on.
But if you have the opportunity to download like the first volume of Saga for your plane ride, like it'd be worth it.
All right. I ran a 5K this weekend.
Whoa. Congratulations.
I did it with Schlag. He made me feel slow, of course.
Did he just kind of like slowly run next to you to hang out with you, or did he just go?
Oh, no, he just goes. Actually, we didn't need to see each other until after the race. I did a personal
test. You finished your 5K and feel good about yourself, and Schlag's like, yeah, I just finished 100K.
Right. Yeah, basically. It's like I'm doing the kids' fun run.
Right. Yeah, 5K is the furthest I've ever run, and two times I've completed exactly 5Ks, and it is hard.
It's not easy, man. I'm not built for it. I have little legs. And after the 5K was over, or when the way it works kind of is you run from the baseball stadium to the state capitol and back. And when I saw the finish line in view, I didn't run the whole time. I walked occasionally whenever I felt super tired or couldn't really, completely out of breath. But when I saw that finish line, I was like, I'm not stopping. And I plowed through, and my body started, giving me warning signs that I needed to stop. There were definite signals being sent to my heart and my brain to tell me that this was a foolish endeavor. Time is meaningless, and things are about to go poorly for me. And so I started getting close to the finish line, and this girl, I was going at a reasonable pace, and this girl decided to try to pass me. And my ambitious overachiever side took over, and I raced her to the finish line. And I did pretty good. Got in the finish line at 30 minutes and 5 seconds for a 5K. And then I promptly threw up 3 times.
I saw you tweet about that, and I was like, nah, he didn't really throw up 3 times.
I really didn't. And the crazy thing about it is, it's a public event. There are trash cans all over the place. I didn't even make it to one. I crossed the finish line. I walked probably about 5 steps beyond the finish line, found myself a part of the railing where there wasn't people cheering, and basically threw up all the water that I drank that morning. Like,
don't these race organizers know that they should have designated throw up areas
right there
for the runners?
They need it right there.
Yeah.
I was disappointed by that.
Like puke here. Although then you'd have to probably wait in line behind the other pukers until they're done.
It could be like a fountain. I mean, I don't need to take the puke and shoot it up in the air, but you get what I'm saying. It could be just a giant round, like the trough at the baseball games, the way the peeing used to be,
Yeah.
Back in those horrible nightmare of days.
I've reached the point in this snack because this isn't one that we're saving some for later. I'm finishing the protein pack.
No, you finish this. This is the one shot deal. This thing is a one shot deal.
I'm making a mess as I'm kind of inserting the corner of the tip of the robot bone into my mouth and shaking the sunflower seeds in. And and now that I've eaten this whole thing, this has helped me out, man, because I'm feeling a lot more sated than I was a minute ago. I was getting that antsy kind of hungry.
Yeah, where you're like, you're uncomfortable and you start getting a little bit of a heartburn kind of feeling.
Yeah, it's almost, for me, it's almost like a nausea kind of feeling, which is, it doesn't make sense that you would feel nauseated when you need to put food in there. that seems like a totally counterproductive way to feel.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
That's how my body works, though.
Yeah. I mean, I just like the fact that it's a good healthy snack that makes you feel good, if that makes sense. You know, like I feel like I ate something. I feel like these are filling. They're deceptively filling because you look at it, it's a tiny amount of food. It's a tiny amount of food, and it doesn't.
It's not that much.
You don't think it's going to be enough at all to satisfy your hunger, but it's also kind of like a Snickers bar. And I know we're not rating Snickers bars, but I will say that Snickers bars go unappreciated for the fact that they are more filling than other candy bars. I will eat a Snickers bar sometimes and go for hours.
Is it just the peanuts? Do they put some whey in that nougat or something like that?
I don't know, man. I really don't. I can't answer. I don't. But I mean, the whole thing they got going on, that's not just a clever like ad campaign. Or maybe it is. And maybe my stupid, easy to fool brain falls into it. But
I almost feel like the fullness that you get from a Snickers bar is pure power of suggestion. And the idea that you grab a Snickers because you're hungry, maybe you get a bigger Snickers because the king size one is right there and it's only like 30 cents more.
Yeah, they do that now with candy. That's a weird thing that they do with candy now. I realized that last night at the gas station. It's all like that. It's $1.59 for a regular size one or $1.99 for a double size. Why wouldn't I buy that? But why are you making me be fat? Because what am I going to do with that other half of that candy bar that I really don't need, that's really for another person? I'm going to eat it. You know I'm going to eat it.
You're not going to share it.
Why are you doing that to me? I don't need that much sugar at 10 o'clock at night, but I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, they're giving you a little something extra. They just want you to feel good momentarily.
Yeah. I know.
I guess. I don't know. What I'm feeling now is a little bit of like I've had too much salt. You don't want to go into this if you don't have quick access to something to drink.
Yeah. You need some water.
You don't have your water.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, this seems like the type of thing that would probably be pretty good to wash down with a Coke.
Oh, don't do that, Tim.
Which I'm not saying it's healthy. I just it sometimes I don't know. Yeah. I like if I've been in the ocean, I like to have a Coke. And this goes back to I think just being a kid and my parents would bring a cooler full of like Cokes to the beach.
That's interesting say that because I like Cokes at the beach too. Yeah.
Sometimes there's something about it when you've got this like overwhelmingly salty taste going on.
Right.
Don't think of robots.
Right.
When it kind of just helps resolve that a little better than just a glass of water would.
All I can think about is the robot dicks now.
Mm-hmm.
God,
they're everywhere.
They really are.
This is how the robots get us.
It's like I'm shouting into one right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm just staring at it.
Are we ready to rate? Do we have sufficient data to rate?
I think we do.
All right. Well, I'm going to rate this particular one. Now, I'm a fan of these, but I think I am a little bit more of a fan of the perishable ones that include a meat or cheese of some kind. That's not jerky.
I would have to guess because I haven't tried these others, and I've purchased the Sargento ones that you're talking about at Costco, but I just give them to my wife and she eats them all. I haven't had any.
Well, they're delicious.
Do those ones have fruit in them, or is it just
they have dried fruit? So they'll either have cranberries or raisins in it.
Yeah, it looks like maybe some of these do too, or like one of them has yogurt covered blueberries.
Yeah, that's the way to go. This is like the dude pack.
Mm-hmm.
This is for like the dude that doesn't want one of these, but they're gonna get you one. And so, you know, I don't know. I grew up in one of those households. I grew up in a household where my dumbass older brothers, and probably my father too, made it that chicken sandwiches were for girls.
What?
Delicious.
Chicken sandwiches are great.
Delicious chicken sandwiches. That's what like my mom and my grandma got. You know, like when we'd go to like a burger place. But the guy's got burgers. Ah, stupid fucking masculine bullshit.
Yeah, chicken sandwiches can be just as bad for you as a burger.
Oh, they totally can, and they can be even more delicious.
Yeah.
And then I found out how good they were, and lunch. I got them all the time.
Yeah. But this snack, as much as I want to like take off points for the jerky being kind of like really low grade jerky, it's the combined experience is pretty good. I'm sliding in at 7.5. I was so close to an 8. I was so close, Derek.
Well, you went unreasonably higher than what I'm going to go.
Really?
Yeah. I did give it points for portability. I think that's an important factor in this particular one. It gets a whole extra point on top. However, I feel they did take something that was healthy and they kind of, you know, they bastardized it a little bit with all of this salty meat and peanuts. And I am going to blame them a bit for the jerky because it's like having bad cake sometimes, right? Like, it's not good, but you're going to eat it, but it's like one of the worst things you could have for you, but you're going to eat it because it's cake and you already started eating it. You're not just going to admit 3 bites into it that this cake is terrible and throw the rest of it in the trash. But that's really what you should do. Now, I feel that way kind of about this jerky. I agree with you. You kind of use it as like a cracker almost in this case to pile stuff on. But overall, I'm going to give this week's snack a 5.5.
Ooh. You really took it to him. I'm looking at Kraft's list of brands to see who they've got who could come in with a good jerky. And they just, of all the brands they have, A1, Grey Poupon, Javalia, Planters, Capri Sun, Jell-O, Kraft's Macaroni and Cheese, Mayonnaise, Maxwell House, Oscar Mayer, Field, Polio, Velveeta. I don't really have time to remember. The Boca Burger. I don't think they have anybody in that portfolio who's capable of making a solid jerky.
That's where they went wrong.
That's what they need to acquire.
Oberto?
Oberto, yeah. Well, yeah.
Go after Oberto's,
Oberto is not my favorite, but those cantankerous Washingtonians swear by it.
Oh, they love them.
Man.
They swear by them.
Yeah.
I bet my friend Beak, who I'm going to see in New Orleans for WrestleMania weekend this weekend, is going to have some that he brought with him.
Just I bet so you're right. He's probably
supply.
Sitting there eating Oberto right now.
Ugh. He was drinking a Washington beer in New Orleans. That's how those Washingtonians are.
Did he just like bring some Rainier with
him
as well?
No, that's what he was drinking was Rainier, but it was in the bar.
He was drinking Elysian. I saw that picture.
That's
actually.
Yeah, Elysian. That's what it was.
Which isn't really a Washington beer because it's owned by AB InBev now.
Yeah. Anyway.
No beers are safe.
The kids are back. Holy shit. They're not going to let it slide.
They will not. They know that we're home. They've seen two cars pull into the driveway now. They know someone's here. They know that we're just stonewalling them, and they're not going to give up until we let them come in and play video games.
Well, yeah, no, I would understand that. I've been at your house. Your house is an amazing playground, and I want to come back to play video games myself. So
it's true. I feel like Carl Winslow sometimes, you know, like the neighbor kids just like keep coming over, and I just want them to go home.
Yeah, you have no control over it at all.
It's going to be worse when they're older and they're sexually harassing my daughter nonstop.
Oh God, I do not look forward to those days. Man.
No.
Well, we got shit to do.
Yeah, we got to go. We don't have time to talk about family matters.
Nope, not at all. I will see you next week.
All right. Yeah, stay away from robots and fuck Nazis.
Fuck Nazis.